In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Before we look at Mark 13, I want to look at something that God did, and I've told you about it, but this is much more full. It's fuller. And Italo writes, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And then he goes on to say, "Visual proof of the restorative healing miracle performed by Jesus Christ upon the faithful prayer of Father Tom in November 2010. What follows is the MRI evidence of a severe medical condition that Italo, that's his name, suffered with, and the story of Italo's miracle ear." And it goes on to say, "The day of the surgery, Italo went as scheduled and prepared for what was supposed to be a grueling procedure with many risks. His brain was coming through his ear. What happened instead, the doctors were shocked, was that the bone had completely grown back and the brain was completely normal and in the right place. The only thing that needed to be done by the ear specialist was a thorough clearing of the infected ear canal and to stitch Italo back up. Praise the Lord. The doctors came to see Italo and his wife Claudia to tell them that they asked each other in the operating room if it was some kind of a joke or not, because they couldn't believe that the damage they saw on the MRI was completely healed. To God be the glory, and we love and appreciate the one who prayed for us. We now attend praise services and conferences as often as we can so that we can grow and walk in the Lord and learn from the Father and other teachers he works through. We have met many strong Christian friends through him and have recently been blessed to share our testimonies with Catholic school students and faculty as a result of the amazing gift of God. Our prayer is to reach even more people with this story, to let everyone know that God loves us with an everlasting love, and that the miracles of Jesus that he did when he walked the earth, he still does now through the Holy Spirit and through his faithful followers. If this story has touched you at all, and if you want us to come and share it with you, and with your church organization, you have to just write 1 La Posta, POSTA, at AOL.com. 1 La Posta at AOL.com. I'm telling you that God is in the miracle working experiences. He is the Lord. Jesus has not changed. We say that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday we looked at the 24th chapter of Matthew. Today we're going to gaze at the 13th chapter of Mark. And I want to go to the widow's offering first. "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast much money. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has cast more in than they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in their abundance, but she in her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." I'll never forget the time that we were having a service, and this woman came up to me and she said, "The Lord told me to empty my wallet and give it all to you." And I was making excuses and saying, I don't think so. She said, "Yes, the Lord told me to give it all, and I would be blessed. I don't remember how much she had, but just the thing that she put it all in gave us such encouragement that God speaks to his people. You know, this poor widow reminds me of Jesus. She gave everything she had to live on. Jesus gave his whole life on the cross for you and for me. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He died for you. He died for me. Jesus did it all on the cross, and he wants you to know that he wants you to surrender your life to him. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the 13th chapter of Mark. It is the eschatological reading of Mark. I was on the Mount of Olives with Eleanor McCullen, and we were peering into the holy city of Jerusalem, and I read this 13th chapter to me and to Eleanor. I'll never forget it. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. You see, the temple was one of the seven wonders of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto him, You see these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another stone that shall not be thrown down. That happened in the year 70. Why? Because they failed to realize the visitation of God in Jesus Christ, true God and true man. So as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Jesus answered the four and began to say, Take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled, for such things must needs be. But the end is not now. We've had wars and rumors of wars going on all during the last 20, 30 years. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. I tell you, we've heard more earthquakes than I've ever knew about. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of the sorrows. They are not the sorrows themselves. They are the beginnings. What are the beginnings? Nation against nation, earthquakes in diverse places, famines and troubles. But take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to the councils. In the synagogues ye shall be beaten. I tell you, many Christians are being killed by Muslims, not by Jewish people. And you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. We still have not got the gospel to the whole world before the coming of the Lord Jesus. This is Advent. Means the coming of the Lord Jesus, and he will come in glory as the judge of the living and the dead, and he will come as he came the first time, but now he will come as judge separating the sheep from the goats. But he will come. He promised that he would come. But people say, you know what, Jesus hasn't come in 2,000 years. I'm reading from 2 Peter 3 verse 8. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that you should perish, but that you should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found out. So what's he saying? He's saying one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years are one day. So the Lord's been gone 2 days. I'm telling you that we need to believe in the second coming of Christ. I call it the third coming of Christ. You might say, there are no three comings of Christ. Yes, in Mary's womb in Bethlehem, that's one. In the hearts of his people when they're baptized and give their life to Jesus, that's two. And at the end of time when he comes on the clouds with the angels and saints, that's three. Everybody can walk in the second coming of Christ, that he comes into the heart of believers, that we give our hearts to Jesus, we give our souls to Jesus, we present our bodies as living sacrifices of praise, and we can have that second coming. The third coming is what? When he comes in glory. But they shall lead you and deliver you up. Take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatever shall be given you in that hour, that you shall speak, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now brother shall betray brother to death, and father shall betray son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and they shall cause them to be put to death, and you will be hated by all men for my name's sake. We are hated by Muslims especially. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Oh yes, to be faithful. And he wants us to endure till the end. The same shall be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not be, let him that reads understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein, to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again, for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck nursing in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction such as not been from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, hallelujah, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, those who love Jesus, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there is Christ, believe him not, for many false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold these things to you. Oh yes, the Antichrist will come with signs and wonders, but not under the lordship of Jesus. When we go to feed the poor, the first thing I preach is Jesus Christ is Lord. No one can say Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And I proclaim the lordship of Jesus before the people are fed and we bless the food. But I proclaim the lordship of Jesus. We are there because Jesus Christ has called us to be there, because Jesus Christ the Lord has given us the power to be there. But in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Hallelujah. And then he shall send his angels, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that he is near, even at the door. Truly, truly, I say to you, that this generation shall not pass till all things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of the Lord shall not pass away. But on that day and that hour knows no man, no angel in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, to every man his work, and he commanded the porter to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house comes at even, or midnight, or cockcrow, or morning, lest coming suddenly he shall find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. How many of us are watching? How many of us are in the Holy Spirit watching and asking Jesus to come in glory? How many of us even believe that the Lord will come in glory as the judge of the living and the dead? How many of us believe that Jesus Christ came the first time in the womb of Virgin Mary and in Bethlehem, the second time in the hearts of believers, and the third time at the end of time when he shall come on the clouds with the saints and the angels? We never hear homilies on the second coming. What are we to say? Well, we need to read Mark 13. We need to read Matthew 24. We need to read it and read it and read it, because this tells us that the Lord will come in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. And you know what? He's coming. Ready or not, he's coming. If we be ready, hallelujah, he's coming. If we're not ready, he's coming anyway. That's why we have to watch and be vigilant, for the coming of the Lord is coming quickly, like a thief in the night. I'll read that again. Do not ignore the fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. That means Jesus has been gone 2 days. The Lord does not delay his promise, and as some would regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Then the heavens will pass away, and the mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Hallelujah. That's Peter, 2 Peter 3:8 to 14. We're going to look today at the 40th chapter of Isaiah chapter 40. The Word of God says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is over, her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received from the Lord's hand double from all her sins." What's he talking about? He's talking about the captives that are in Babylon. And now he says, comfort my people, because you're going to be brought back again to Jerusalem. How did they act when they were in Babylon? Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we wept, when we remembered Zion, when we remembered Mount Zion, when we remembered the temple. We hung up our hearts, our harps upon the willows in the midst. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, as they had wasted us, and they required us to sing sing us one of the songs that you used to sing in the temple. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, the children of Eden, in that day of Jerusalem, who said, rise, raise it, even to the foundation. So the Lord is saying in the 40th chapter that their iniquity is pardoned, that they have received from the Lord's hand double for all their sins, and that they're going to be on the way back to Jerusalem. And the Word of God says, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, who's this? John the Baptist. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Hallelujah. And all flesh shall see it together. Yes. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken. Oh, how we need that the glory of God would come upon us. And we know how to do it. We praise God until the worship comes, and we worship until the glory comes. Yes, the glory of God. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever. The word of the Lord endures forever. I remember on July 4th, 1980, there was a young man who had been deep sea diving, and he had died. And you could tell that he was a young man, maybe 23, 24. And the only thing I could say is, all flesh is grass, and the glory thereof. What good is our life unless it is yielded to Jesus Christ? What good is our life unless it is brought under the power of the cross and resurrection? What good is our life? We could be the most beautiful woman or the most handsome man, but we need to be under the blood of Jesus. We need to be under the blood of Jesus. O Zion, you bring good tidings. Get thee high upon the mountain, O Jerusalem, that bring good tidings. What are the good tidings? That they're leaving Babylon. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and he shall greatly lead those that are with young. You see, our God is a shepherd. He is a shepherd that cares for the flock. He is a shepherd that feeds the flock. He is a shepherd that carries the lambs with his arm, and carries his lambs in his bosom. And you are the lamb, you are the sheep, that he wants to carry you today, because he is the Lord, and he is in love with you. Say, Lord, I am your sheep. Hold me close to your heart. Lord, I am your sheep. Hold me close to your heart. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.